I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-Minute Reset. Today, I'm thinking about planning and how important it is in work, business, and life. But I think it can take on too much importance. And I know in my career and in my life, I've always been taught, think about the future, plan, have contingency plans. Where are you going? And I think we often get rewarded for being planners. And yet there's something about planning and always thinking in the future that keeps us away from God. It makes us think we have to control things rather than trust Him, and we don't fully live in the moment, in the present. And I think this is something that so many people in the working world struggle with.
Jesus told the parable of a man who saved up and filled these barns with all his possessions and thought, I'm going to be able to retire and enjoy all this. And he died that very night. And this is often called the parable of the rich fool. Pretty harsh title for that parable, especially when you consider that we've all been taught that we should plan for tomorrow. And I don't think he was necessarily condemning saving for your retirement. I think he was condemning where this guy's heart was, that he was wasting the day and the joy of the day in obsessing over the future.
Well, and the other thing is, we don't know what tomorrow brings. And so often in life, I'm not even here today appreciating the gift God gave me today because I'm wondering, well, what's going to happen tomorrow or the next day? And every time I heard that Bible verse in church,
yeah,
I always thought, oh my gosh, that sounds like me. That sounds prudent. It feels like that's what they teach in business school. So build the shrubs around there, build a bigger silo, protect what you have. And it's God who is wiser than business, wiser than the Harvard Business School, who says, wait a second, if you're putting all of your stock in the future and what you think you're controlling, you know, you don't get to control the day you're gone. So live in the moment and appreciate things that are here. That is not, as you said, to be foolish about, right. I have no idea if I can sustain myself tomorrow. But our heart has to be here today.
And the greatest waste is if we sacrifice the day on the altar of tomorrow. And we're throwing away the joy, being present today. And we fall into that when we mistake our future plans for God, right? We're supposed to make the future plans, but it's not your future plans that are going to take care of you in the future. It is God who will take care of you in the future.
And if you're listening to this and think, oh no, I've done that in the past. I've sacrificed the present for the future. Most of us have if we're successful in business. Don't fret. Say, what a great thing that starting now, I can change that perspective and really appreciate what I have here in the moment.
Let's pray. Lord, as we plan responsibly for the future, help us to trust you with the future so we can fully enjoy today. Amen.
Amen.